Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, welcome, kiddos. Welcome. You're right. It is Monday. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us today on a Monday. What a great weekend it was. What a great weekend it was for some sports. Obviously, the Colts could not quite put it together. We're starting the show off on a little bit of a rocky mode today. We're kind of in storm mode. These guys are going to have to bear with us. Obviously, there's a lot of severe weather out. There's a tornado watch out for the entire central Indiana area, or at least most of the central Indiana area until 8 o'clock p.m. So just keep in mind that if you are in a severe weather area, keep your eyes posted. Right now, there's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Clinton County, Indiana, Grant County, Indiana, Blackford County, Indiana, Huntington County, Indiana, Jay County, Indiana, and there's also a tornado watch in effect for Marion County as well. So if you're inside of my voice, probably in Johnson County or in Hamilton County or Hendricks County, Morgan County, if you're anywhere in the state of Indiana or central Indiana, chances are you are being severe weather alert. So so glad that you could have us listening, and also there in Lisbon, Indiana. So glad that you're logged on and listening to us today. We're going to be joining the Gary Snyder. Area, just make sure that you check out your local weather forecast, especially there in Marion at 1400 WBAT in Marion. When we get back, we'll be joining the Gary Snyder Show right here on the Balance Radio Network. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, G Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us on Armchair Monday. That's right, we're going to break down the last football games. And I tell you what, we are, again, in storm mode. So if you are in central Indiana, chances are you are under some sort of a storm watch, severe thunderstorm watch, or even a tornado watch. I know we've had some tornado warnings that have went through and expired, so we want to make sure that that takes top priority on everything. So as the weather breaks, also make sure, for those of you that are listening to us online, that you also tune into your local weather forecast across the United States. My name is Tom Marquis. You are Coast to Coast right here on the Balance Radio Network. We are waiting to connect with the Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT up in Marion. They are up there in Grant County and Huntington County, and they are going through some pretty severe storm cells. So just be patient with us for just another few more moments as they finish up the top of the hour newscast. And we will be joining you. Now, some of the breaking news that's going on right now, obviously the Supreme Court has agreed to listen to the legal issues surrounding Obamacare. Obviously, the Republicans think that they've got a pretty good shot at getting this thing totally, well, illegal and unconstitutional. Wonder what your thoughts are on that. Obviously, there's a long battle ahead, and obviously Obama believes he has a pretty solid case on that. So, you know, that's some of the breaking news that is going on right now inside. And obviously, we if you listen to us over the weekend, you know about the Penn State thing, and that drama just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Well, you're on the Balance Radio Network. We'll be right back. We're trying to connect with 1400 WBAT and Marion. Obviously, we're all in different locations across the United States. We've got a great guest lined up to talk with us about some Notre Dame football. And what a pretty good game that was, actually. So we're going to jump right into that right here on the Balance Radio Network. Appreciate your patience. We'll be right with you. Put the needle on the record. Put the needle on the record. Put the needle on the record. When the drum beats go like this.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance.
Sports. March, Bart rides up in the front seat today because he's a good guy at sports.
All right. Hopefully we'll have a storm-free hour here on the final hour of the Gary Snyder Show. Hopefully. Who knows? Like they say about the weather in Indiana, you don't like it, wait 10 minutes, it will change. All right, before we get to our guests and co-hosts, if you have paid any attention to this show at all, you know the dilemma that I had when I had to get new carpet for my house. I did what everybody else did. I went and checked out all the big home improvement box stores, but when I did this, I found something was missing. Exactly. Service. You know what I'm talking about. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylor, Shaw, they also had that special something that was missing from all those big home improvement box stores. Great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you are looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl. Heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They would not have been in business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Give Todd a call right now, 260-356-7226. Again, 260-356-7226. 356-7226 for that free estimate, or you can visit them online at laymanfloorcovering.com, or just head on into their newly expanded store at 1940 Aetna Avenue, just up the road in Huntington. Do it now. All right, let's get right to our co-host of the show, late but not forgotten, Tom Marquis. Tom, say hi.
Good afternoon. As they always say, it's better late than never. So glad that you could join the Balance Radio Network. We are streaming across the nation. So glad that we could join up with you and that your roof has not been blown off yet.
I'm not sure. I think it's still on. But, boy, what a very tumultuous hour as severe thunderstorms and tornado warnings racing across the area. And I know those are important, but, hey, they did interrupt my show.
Not important anymore. All right, let's get to some football. What about those freaking helmets? I thought it was kind of bizarre. It's just a good thing I stopped with those psychedelic drugs a long time ago, though.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you visited the GaryLSnyder.com, you would have seen those helmets a week ago. We had them posted up on the website, and I liked them. It's fine to bring them out maybe once a year, but, please stick with the regular helmets. And now joining us to help us break down the game, he is a friend of mine. He's from Huntington. He has helped with my website before. This is his first appearance on the Gary Snyder Show. And we welcome Clinton Smith. He lives out in D.C. He's a staffer for a senator out there. And he volunteered. He took one for the team and went and sat in the press box and covered the game for us. Clinton, welcome.
How's it going, Gary? It's sunny skies.
It's going fine. Well, how was your experience? Let's talk about that first. How was your experience in the press box on Saturday night?
Well, it was definitely a great day to be an Irish fan for me, and the whole weekend was great, really. I mean, the Irish came on Friday, and they had a pep rally, actually, on the National Mall where the Irish band came out and they played the fight song and all that. And then they also had Joe Theismann and Reggie Brooks say a few words on the National Mall. And it was great to be, have the Capitol as a backdrop and the Washington Monument there and have all the alumni and the students that made the trip out there. And then Saturday they did a concert on the Capitol lawn, which was great. And so then the game came on Friday, and it was great being in the press box there in FedEx Field and getting to see, all the people from the Washington Post and things like that. It's definitely a first for me, and I really enjoyed it. So I figured as long as I didn't have kind of a boom goes the dynamite kind of moment that I'd be all right. So
that is classic college airwave. Boom goes the dynamite. Boom goes the dynamite. That's classy.
Yeah. So hopefully if I can avoid that, I'll be good for the future then. So.
Well, just for the record here, let's hear one. Boom goes the dynamite. I'll count you down. 3, 2, 1.
Boom goes the dynamite.
That's all we can ask. And you did uphold a strong Gary Snyder Show tradition. One thing that we do when we hit the press box or any press box we head to, post a picture of the grub they're feeding you.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad. They had the meatballs and the hot dogs and the chicken wings or whatever. Beggars can't be choosers, I guess. It was definitely cheaper than what they were selling in the concession stands, that's for sure. So.
Now, I will say this. The hot dog was looking kind of weak, and, Notre Dame is known for their hot dogs and chili up at the Notre Dame press box, but that dog was looking pretty weak.
Yeah, it was nothing to write home about, that's for sure. So,
was it a limp dog? I'm just wondering, was it a limp dog? I mean, did it go limp?
I don't know. It wasn't the best, but it was all right. I'm not complaining.
Well, let's talk about the game. Obviously, we talked a little bit about the helmets on both sides. They both were a little bit psychedelic. That's the only word that I could think of.
Yeah.
What was the purpose behind that? Do we know, or was it just kind of a marketing thing?
Well, I'm sure it's a little bit of the marketing thing, of course, but it was the Shamrock series. Every year they're doing basically a neutral location where the Irish are the home team, so they can reach out to those big alumni groups that they have. I believe they're they're doing one in Texas in the future. They may have done one in New York as well. I'm not exactly sure off the top of my head, but that's what their plan is for the future. And I'm sure it's you know, good marketing for them as well. I'm sure they're making a lot of money off of it. I know I bought a green jersey and things like that, so I'm sure that's good for them. But, I mean, Maryland, it's a little bit different. Their jerseys were crazy, but they're also kind of a smaller team, and I think that's a good way for them to you know, make a statement in the NCAA and draw a little attention to their program. So.
Now, I saw the Maryland jerseys earlier in the year when they opened up the season, and those are god-awful ugly. And if they were trying to make some kind of statement with those jerseys, it's, yeah, we have the ugliest jerseys in NCAA football.
Yeah, I think they might have been pulling kind of an Oregon type thing, because I know the owner of Under Armour graduated from Maryland, just like with Oregon, the owner of Nike graduated from there. So, that, I don't know, that may have been their intent there. So.
Well, Clint, I guess we really want to get down into the game, and obviously,
sure.
You know, I here on the Gary Snyder Show, they say I'm a Notre Dame hater, which I am not. I just don't. I don't think at the beginning of the year, and I have started to turn that around a little bit. I don't think at the beginning of the year they were playing their at their full potential. So some of the good things,
sure,
they saw, obviously Notre Dame played its most complete offensive game of the year. I think Saturday, you know, obviously beating Maryland 45-21.
Sure.
Obviously that was a pretty good score. And they put on more than 500 yards of total offense for the fifth time in 10 games this season.
Right.
Jumping out to a 17-0 lead early and never looking back. But some of the things as Gary would say, I'm a hater, but it's time for me to nitpick a little bit. And in this case, the offensive line, i.e. Tommy Rees, are the unlikely recipients of just everybody. They're under the microscope, so everybody's watching them.
Sure.
And I just think that they still allow five sacks. I'm still not that impressed with Tommy Rees. So can you kind of break us down with yeah, they won the game, they played a good game, but still, I don't think Tommy Rees is to the level that he needs to be at.
I mean, well, I think I only have him down for three sacks. Maybe they had five, but I'm looking at three. And if you look at the games before, they didn't have –
You're right. I said five. I don't know why I said five. It was three sacks. It's right here on my notes.
You're right.
That's because you're a hater and you want to make them look worse than they were, Tom.
Right.
I was spinning this story. You live in D.C. Everything's got to spin, brother.
Well, you know, I've got Tommy Rees, you know, going 30 for 38 with 296 yards passing, which is a pretty good performance in my book. I mean, he's a sophomore, so, you know, he's still kind of in that learning curve. I think he looked pretty good to me. Also, you have to look at their offensive line. Braxton Cave, who was their center, was replaced by Mike Golick Jr., who was the ESPN, you know, Mike and Mike in the Morning, his son. So, you know, maybe that had an impact on the three sacks. Brian Kelly, after the game, we talked to him, and he was talking to that. And he basically said that, you know, that's going to happen every once in a while when you're passing 38 times. You know, you're going to see a sack every once in a while. But he didn't seem too concerned about it, and I think he likes Rees. And you know, he's also got Dane Crist, who had a few mistakes, but I think overall he's a solid quarterback as well. So I'm not too concerned about Tommy Rees, and I think we've got a bright future for him. You know, I think he's got a bright future ahead. So.
All right, guys, can we hold through a quick break?
Sure.
All right. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
All right. He's always got to take his breaks, his sponsor breaks, and that sort of stuff. But maybe we should get more sponsors here with the Balance Radio Network. But that's why we like our local affiliates. We let them handle that.
Sure, sure.
So, you know, what we'll do is we'll talk a little bit during the break for our Balance Radio Network listeners, and we'll join back up with Gary here in about 120 seconds.
All right, no problem.
If it goes with his clock. Now,
sure.
Some of the things, obviously, I think, anyway, was, you know, Jonas Gray punched it in from the one-yard line on the fourth and goal in the final minute of the first half, making
right.
it 24-7 Irish at the half. You know, it's not that difficult to gain a yard or have, you know, faith in your team to do so. But Maryland had just scored on the previous possession and cut the lead to 10. And I just think a Terrapin stop there could have changed the momentum to the game. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were all holding our breath. But, I mean, I think Jonas Gray has been great. He's a solid running back, and you know, Sierre Wood also comes in to back him up. And I guess they're kind of, you know, Jonas Gray had 138 yards, and Sierre Wood had 109 on the day, and I think that just showed a lot of confidence in their offense that they could pick it up. And I don't know. I think it was ultimately a good decision, and I was definitely worried, but I'm glad they made the right decision there. So,
speaking of right decisions, do you think that Coach Kelly made the right decision in making Tommy Reese the official quarterback for Notre Dame this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's done well. You know, obviously there was that big controversy between, you know, Tommy Reese and Dane Chris when Brian Kelly made those comments. You know, you can tell who, you know, who my recruits are, and maybe that was his choice to go with Reese. But, I mean, if you look at the first game, Dane Chris was our starter against Southern Florida, and it didn't fare so well. And then Reese took over, and things started to look up a little bit. But I like Tommy Reese. I think he's pretty solid. I'd like to see maybe what Dane Chris would have done, but I think Reese is ultimately the right decision. So,
okay, well, we got to take a quick quick break. Monday, man, I'll tell you what, I can't talk for the life of me. We got to take a quick break, seek your clocks up, and we'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Martin with El Presidente. When we get back, we'll be joining up with Gary Snyder on 1400 WBAT.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Yo.
Hello, Shorty. What are you doing?
Nothing. Sitting here watching the game, smoking some bud.
Are you all alone?
What's up? What's up?
What the?
Back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get back to our guests and co-hosts, winter is rapidly approaching. You can't sell it today. And time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? You might have it today. Call Dominion Home Builders now. 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, East Central, and North Central Indiana. Call them today, 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414. Or go online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. And of course, if you can't remember that, all you really need to remember, GaryLSnyder.com, literally the center of the universe for political and sports talk. Am I exaggerating at all, Tom?
I don't know if it's the center of the universe, but it certainly is the black hole, that's for sure. No doubt about that.
Our guest right now is Clinton Smith. He was a correspondent for the Gary Snyder Show covering the Irish in Maryland Saturday night at FedEx Field in Washington, D.C. Oh, you know, did you get a chance to hit the press conference afterwards, Clinton? And if you did, what was Coach Kelly's general perception of the game?
Yeah, I had a chance to go, and he seemed to be pretty happy with everything. You know, he was in and out. I think he had some other business to attend to, but basically he was pretty happy with everything and how the way the team played. And one of the big questions that was asked was basically surrounding, you know, Robbie Thoma, who stepped up and replaced Theo Riddick. He had 7 catches for 73 yards and played a great game, and I think that was important. And a lot of people wanted to know about kind of filling that spot and like the next man in type of thing, and they talked a little bit about Mike Golick Jr., who replaced Braxton Cave. So, you know, he was happy and pleased. They mentioned, you know, that the Irish have learned and made a habit of the way to win. You know, he knows, basically the team knows the things they've got to do to take care of business and get the job done, and it's becoming a habit, and he likes, you know, how the team's progressed. So it looks good for the end of the year for the Irish.
Well, Clinton, obviously, you know, that game was a pretty solid game once, and we talked a little bit on the break about the turning point of that particular game. What I wanted to get your thoughts also on that Stanford game.
Well, hold on one second. What was the turning point of that game? Because to me, it was the opening kickoff.
No, I was just saying to Gary, you cracked me up. You honestly think that Notre Dame is just given to win just because they're Notre Dame? So kick it off and we're going to win. But no, I was just talking to Clinton that I thought that the turning point was when they punched in that 1 yard line there, and I think that just right after that, right before that, the possession the Terrapins had scored on that. I think if they were able to stop that or whatever, they would have been able to change the momentum of the game. I think that was the turning point, my friend. Do you disagree with me?
Are you talking to me or Clinton?
Whoever wants to answer, whoever's listening to me.
Well, I mean,
I'm sure Clinton, since he is our correspondent on the ground there.
Well, I certainly don't think
Go ahead.
I mean, there was definitely potential to have a big momentum shift for Maryland, but I certainly don't think it was a turning point. I think Notre Dame, top to bottom, was a better team. They came to play. They had the crowd support. I mean, I'd say it was probably 5-1 Notre Dame fans versus Maryland fans. I mean, it was a pre-drawn conclusion for me that Notre Dame was going to win, but that could have had an impact. But I don't think it would have, you know, made Maryland the victors in that game by any means. So,
turning point number two then, and I'm, you know, I always have different turning points for Gary just in case he wants to spin it a little bit. But that 57-yard interception return for a touchdown in the third quarter,
yeah.
I mean, that had to have been a turning point. The Irish's second third quarter score to make it 38-7. It probably would not have been much of a competitive game anyway, but I think that's still the deal. How's that for a turning point, Gary? Is that a turning point for you?
The turning point, the only one in the game, is when Notre Dame, when the ball was kicked off. From there on out, it was just a beat down on Maryland. There are no turning points in a game like that.
Yeah, I mean, the score was already 31-7. I mean, after that interception, I don't think it was – I think it was already we were doing all right there. So
the ugly of the game had to have been Maryland's uniforms.
Yeah.
I mean, their helmet. Two different colors, two different things on their helmets. It was crazy.
Yeah, well, they got to deal with the Maryland flag, which, you know, isn't the most attractive of flags. So that's what they kind of incorporate into their uniforms. So,
well, let's be honest, Maryland isn't the most attractive state either.
Oh yeah, I can testify to that. Yeah, I agree.
That's the Colts.
Going across the coast, and I know it was kind of competing with the game that you were at, but Stanford, Oregon. What kind of impact do you think that had on the national championship?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay,
no problem.
I was kind of hoping Stanford pulled that out because it would have more implications for the Irish when they beat them. But, I definitely think it was a big turning point game. I didn't pay as much attention to it as I probably should have due to the fact that I was kind of watching the Notre Dame game. But, it definitely has BCS, implications. And, the Irish made the AP polls, but not the BCS polls. They're 24th now, I believe. So, that was definitely a huge game that I didn't get a chance to see much of, to be honest.
All right, guys, we're going to have to wrap this up. Now, real quick, Clinton, two things. Number one, where can people find you? Not necessarily bill collectors or things like that, but if you need do you need followers on Twitter or Facebook? And number two, I will let it be known that you have volunteered to sacrifice part of your late summer next year to go to Ireland to cover Notre Dame for the Gary Snyder Show next summer, correct?
Yeah, well, first of all, my Twitter is Clinton_Smith. You can find me there. Tweet about anything from the Indiana Senate race to sports to whatever's on my mind. So there's that. And then, I would be willing to, make that awful trek to Ireland and, see the Irish play and tour the Guinness factory and do all that stuff if need be, if I'm called upon to do that. So.
What a trooper. Hey, Clinton, thanks a lot. And, we'll keep you on speed dial here.
All right, no problem. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Mimi.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bitch. Son of a...
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
All right, and welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Sean Mark was El Presidente. It's another manic Monday. And, hey, guys, we're under some severe weather if you're in central Indiana. Pretty much, if you're inside of central Indiana at all, from Terre Haute to Fort Wayne and everywhere in between, a tornado watch is in effect for most of central Indiana until 8 o'clock p.m. So I know a lot of you guys listen to us on your phone apps and listen to us online, especially here in central Indiana when we broadcast from the top of our Balance Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana. Obviously, we've got our listeners over there at 1400 WBAT, which are on a break right now. And so those of you that are listening to us now are listening to our live stream, and so glad that you could be a part of it. Hey, it's another manic Monday. The Colts lost. What happened there, guys? And I tell you what, we're going to be talking about some IU, just some overall football talk. We're going to continue that conversation with Jimmy the intern, I hope, because I just got a text from him, as if he doesn't know that I'm on the air. These college kids, I tell you what, I am not exactly sure what to do with them. But anyway, We should be joining Jimmy Kavanaugh and Jimmy the intern, and we do have him here, so we got him on standby. We're going to break down IU with a win. Yeah, with a win. But we're not talking football. We're talking basketball. How about those Indiana Hoosiers, guys? Also, we got a lot of other stuff to get to in the last 30 minutes of our live section right here on the Balance Radio Network. Remember, guys, if you're under some severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Howard County, Tipton County, Clay County, and Green County, my ticker's moving a little slow. No, it sounds like a personal problem. What? What are you guys looking at me for? Park County, Vermilion County, and are all under severe thunderstorm watches. So make sure you check out your local radio broadcast there as well. A tornado watch here in Marion County, Johnson County, and Hamilton County, and, of course, Hendricks County as well. We'll be right back. We're going to join back up with Jimmy the Intern and Gary Snyder on 1400 WBAT right here on the Balance Radio Network.
WBAT. Before we get to our guest, co-host slash guest, I guess, co-host guest. Follow me. I hope so because I can't even follow myself. All right, Barry Bunker Chevrolet. They are your hometown Chevy and used car dealership. Whether you're looking for that new Chevy or that perfect used vehicle, Barry Bunker has the car or truck you're looking for at the price no one will beat. And when I say no one, what do I really mean? Exactly, no one. With their amazing inventory and deals to move that inventory, Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your one stop for Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area for that new Chevy or used vehicle. Now let's talk service. Keeping your GM vehicle running at its best shouldn't be complicated, and there shouldn't be any guesswork involved. Let Barry Bunker Chevrolet certified service technicians make maintenance simple for you. They're the one-stop shop for all of your maintenance and service needs. Here's what you need to do. Call Barry, 866-466-1956. You can visit him at barrybunker.com or just head on over to the store at 1307 North Wabash Avenue, right here in Marion, and experience the Barry Bunker Chevrolet difference. And, of course, I should not have to say this because you all know it, but here it goes anyway. The name that is on the door is always on the showroom floor, Barry Bunker Chevrolet. All right, now let's get right to our co-host of the show from 4:30 to 6, or in this case, 5 to 6, because apparently Mother Nature wanted to show her ass tonight. Tom, welcome.
It is so good to be with you. You never know when Mother Nature will show up. That's what she said.
You know, and here's the thing. I was part of storm coverage tonight, so I have officially earned my storm reporter badge here at WBAT.
Is that anything like the Boy Scout honor badge?
A lot better.
Well, I'll tell you who's earned
always the best. Joining us on Mondays, even though there was no IU football game. But, hey, look at it this way. They didn't lose. Jimmy Cavanaugh, Jimmy the intern, welcome.
Yeah, I was going to say, Gary, I don't know if that's a bad thing if there was no IU football game. I was able to put this team out of my mind for a week, and I'm coming back feeling happier and healthier.
Let's talk about some of the weekend football action. We'll start with Notre Dame, Maryland. Notre Dame goes down to FedEx Field and just puts a spanking on Maryland. Wasn't even close. Probably even knocked the shame away from those ugly jerseys they were wearing.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. And that's what you really got to say about the game, that they just spanked the pants off of Maryland. The most compelling thing about that game was all the people complaining about the Maryland uniforms and the Notre Dame helmets. Other than that, you know, not a whole lot of compelling football, at least for someone wanting to watch a competitive game. Notre Dame looks great running. The defense looked good, but then again, it's Maryland, and Maryland hasn't been great this year. So, you know, I don't think there's anyone who was surprised by the kind of beatdown that Notre Dame put on them.
I think Tom was surprised.
No, I never once said I was surprised. I just said, all I said, the only thing that I said was that there was a couple turning points in the game that if Maryland could have avoided it, that could have changed the momentum in the game. I didn't say that I was surprised by Notre Dame winning. That was one that obviously everybody had circled for a win anyway. So that was a give me. So,
well, let's move on then. Probably one of the bigger upsets on the weekend had to be the Purdue-Ohio State game. Ohio State coming in as cocky as ever. And trust me, they have the worst fans ever. If you are an Ohio State fan, okay, this goes out to you. Ohio State fan, you are the most obnoxious fan I have ever met, except maybe next to a Pittsburgh Steeler fan. And it's a good thing Purdue beat you, because – I really can't stand the Buckeye Nation.
How do you really feel?
It was funny, too, watching this game getting ready to unfold, because on paper it looked like Ohio State should have been a pretty massive favorite. But I watched IU and Ohio State play last weekend, last weekend, the weekend when IU didn't have a bye week. And IU looked pretty decent. I mean, Trey Roberson made some things happen. And the Ohio State defense didn't look as impressive as they were billed. This is a squad that beat Wisconsin. They beat Illinois. I'm not totally sure how they beat Wisconsin. I guess they had to come out firing, and Wisconsin made some mistakes. But this is not the same Ohio State team we saw beat top-tier teams. It looked like, you know, the Buckeye team we've seen the rest of the season. And Purdue was able to take advantage. Purdue's a little schizophrenic as well. But I guess for that day, they managed to show up in a good way.
Well, here's the thing. Ohio State started slow again. They started very slow. And obviously it cost them the game. I mean, obviously you can't get any more key than that. And after the game that they played against Indiana, after trailing 10-0 against Indiana last week or the week before, last week. We're actually referring to last week when I say last week, not on Saturday.
What the hell are you talking about?
I have no idea. I just feel like when I say last week, it like gets in my mind that people think I'm talking about this past Saturday, because that was the last week. So I'm at the last when they played Ohio State. See, your
you
weather,
got me
your
so confused. What the hell week are you talking about?
I'm talking about Indiana and Ohio State game. I said after
okay,
Maryland,
that's all I wanted
know.
To know. I didn't know if I was in the next week or 3 weeks ago.
Well, it could all I mean, the thing is, basically, bottom line, you and your damn mother nature, geez, after trailing 10-0 against Indiana the week they played them in a noon start and blaming the earlier kickoff for more of the problems, the Buckeyes trailed 10-0. And here's the thing, Jimmy, they started late with Purdue, and I think Purdue did a fantastic game. I think that was one of the best games to watch, even in a lot of aspects better than the Stanford-Oregon game to watch, much better than the Maryland-Notre Dame game to watch. awkward silence.
Yeah, I think that was you, Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
That was you.
Oh, it was coming to me. Okay, because normally I'm used to Gary jumping in and then I jump in. But if that's the case, you know, I can go right ahead and take that and I'll say that I agree. Because I get a chance to watch a whole lot of the Purdue-Ohio State game. But I got to watch enough of it to see that Purdue, you know, it's not making too much of a jump. But I think Purdue's better than IU is. You know, most teams in college football are better than IU is. But it wasn't all Ohio State sucking. Purdue actually has some talent on that team. They're decent. Robert Marv, Caleb Turbo, shot out of the backfield. And then their defense has some guys too. I mean, they're a solid football team. Excuse me. I just seen they're like
awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
First
great live radio
on the show ever.
Compelling live radio, guys. I don't have one of those sneeze buttons here, so I'm just doing what I can. I'm doing what I can with what I have.
You know, I think when you take a look at that Purdue-Ohio State game, obviously Purdue played the game of their life. Ohio State has had trouble there in the past couple years against the Boilers. And, you know, when they scored that touchdown with just seconds remaining, you thought this was going to be another heartbreaking defeat for Purdue. But, boy, I'm telling you what, Bruce Gaston came through for the Boilers, blocked that extra point. And in overtime, you know, what else can you say about Robert Marv?
Yeah, and I actually have a stat for you really quick, Terry, that in the last five visits to Ross-Ade Stadium, Ohio State, six visits. In the last five visits previous to Saturday's game, they were 2-3. They're now 2-4. And for Ohio State fans, I got to believe that makes Ross-Ade Stadium a bit of a house of horrors. Because they don't lose very many games anywhere, and to see that they're two games below 500 last time they visited Purdue, that's interesting to see.
Well, all right, guys, we have to take a quick break, our last one of the day. We'll be right back here in a few on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Hello, this is...
Me.
Well, when you ask...
All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us on a Monday, a stormy Monday at that, but so glad that you could join us. If you're inside Marion County, you're probably seeing some lightning and some thundering right now, and as the storm cells move across the state of Indiana, a lot of severe weather warnings have been issued, as well as tornado watches for most of central Indiana, guys. So as much as, if you like storms as much as I do, you know, obviously make sure that you guys are taking the appropriate precautions and tuning in to your local radio or television for any emergency alert systems. As most of you are across the Balance Radio Network, a lot of you are anyway, listening to us streaming via your phones or your various different type of applications that you pick us up or pick us up through Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, we do not do emergency alert system alerts here. So if you're experiencing bad weather, get off the damn computer. Jeez. Well, anyway, my name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. We're going to be right back. We'll be joining up with Gary Snyder with our final part of our live segment of the show. And because of Mother Nature and their issues, we did not get the second hour taped that we typically would rerun at 6 o'clock Eastern here on the Balance Radio Network. So we are going to rerun Friday's episode of the second hour of the Gary Snyder Show from Friday today. So if that makes any sense to you. But anyway, keep it right here on the Balance Radio Network. Remember, if you've got severe weather, you need to listen to your regular radio or television for all the emergency alert systems, because we do not issue those through Blog Talk Radio. My name's Tom Marquis. We'll be right back.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, at 317-247-8088.
Surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
Full segment. Really looking forward to that. And also tomorrow at 4:35, Brian Howie of HowiePolitics.com will join us. He will make a weekly appearance every Tuesday at 4:35. To talk politics, what's happening in the state of Indiana when it comes to politics. So, just think about what this show has to offer now. Pete C., Abby Phillip, Brian Howie, and Abdul. And between Abdul and Brian Howie, other than myself, probably the two most influential people in state politics, or at least pundancy anyway. How cool is that, Tom?
You know what? You left me out of that total equation. I feel like no longer I'm a part of the fractional common denominator.
You're more the sports guru.
I feel like a 7 now. I don't feel like a 2 and a 1/2 fraction.
How cool is that that we've added Brian Howie to the lineup, and our guest tomorrow will be Jack Abramoff.
That is cool. And how cool is it? How cool is our guest coming up on Wednesday?
That is, why don't you break that news? Because, in a different way, that's just as cool as Abramoff.
I tell you what, it is out of this world. We have an astronaut Gary, what's the best way to say his name? Going?
I would just say it however you think it goes, because he's not here to correct you.
Ron Going. He was an astronaut. Basically, the point of this is he was an astronaut on the last space shuttle mission, and he just recently got back, and he is going to be on with us on Wednesday to talk about his trip to space and the very last space shuttle mission. Now, that is pretty cool. To me, I think that trumps Jack Abramoff. Because
being an astronaut is cool, but I think a disgraced lobbyist going to prison and taking several congressmen with him, how can being an astronaut and being on the last space shuttle mission top that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe when we're raising our kids to look at heroes and to put them up on a pedestal, let's choose. Which one of these kids do you want to look up to when you're growing up?
Guys.
Jimmy, let's have Jimmy break the tie here.
I was just going to say, those guys are cool, but I'm about to talk IU basketball in the state of Indiana. I mean, come on.
That's
you guys are me
cool.
A little short here.
Come on. Let's Gary. Nobody really cares about Jack Abernoff. He went to prison. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, I mean, I totally facetious, of course. Those sound like two great guests you have coming on. But if there are people wondering about Indiana basketball, they looked pretty good again last night playing against Chattanooga. This is a Chattanooga team that not a whole lot of people necessarily know a lot about, but that was picked by various publications to make the NCAA tournament this year to win their conference. And Indiana absolutely dismantled them on defense. Cody Zeller was decent, really good on defense, six steals, first IU player to do that since Earl Callaway. But the real story here was Jordan Hulls going 6 of 9 from three-point range and Victor Oladipo scoring 21 points. And in doing so, he was named today the Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Not freshman, the Big Ten Player of the Week. Zeller was the Freshman of the Week. Oladipo, the Player of the Week. And, you know, with those two guys, Will Sheehy, Jordan Hulls, this is a squad with some real pieces to get some things done. This is the best IU team we've seen in a while.
You know, and I'm impressed, Jimmy, because I did not get that press release from Big Ten Basketball, so I'm a little hurt that you got it and I didn't.
Well, I didn't get it. I just know the people to follow, who the people to talk to are, and you know, it's my job, Gary. I mean, I shouldn't have to lean on you for getting great information from the Big Ten. That's my job.
Well, speaking of
you
job,
know, why do I even try?
Jimmy, one of my quick thoughts that, and maybe it's more of another afterthought, but my question is, and maybe it's because Indiana is finding themselves with a lot of perimeter scoring, but it just doesn't seem like they're utilizing Cody Zeller often. And speaking of afterthoughts, that's just kind of what he appears like to be on the court right now. Is there anything that we should read into that?
Well, he's been a presence on the floor, definitely defensively. He's been so much better on defense than either Tom Pritchard or Derek Elston has been. And honestly, I'd argue that was the role I expected more for him this season before, you know, anybody said anything. I just thought he'd be a good player, a complimentary piece, and let other guys play around him. Now, I've heard some pretty good stuff just from around the program about how they're going to be using Zeller in the offense. It's something that I'm looking forward to because he's shown the ability to do just that, to be a go-to offensive guy. But he's still being pushed around by smaller players, smaller guys at these mid-major levels. And that's going to continue to happen in the Big Ten. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see Zeller incorporated in the Sevensville game. They don't have anybody really who plays taller than 6'6". So if he'll get a chance to play and score, it'll be against Sevensville. But honestly, I wouldn't be surprised or concerned if Zeller keeps up his current averages. I mean, he had a double-double in his first game, tailed off a bit last game. But if he manages to put up numbers right around 12-6, 12-7, I mean, he doesn't need to score a lot. We've got scorers on this IU team. But if he can just rebound, if he can be a defensive presence, that'd be okay with me.
All right. Well, hey, guys, we've got to start wrapping things up. But I just want to send something out here. If you're on Facebook, okay, and you click on any of these links that you think you're going to win something or you're going to see someone naked, don't do it because it's just spam. Trust me. It's just spam. And I'm just tired of all these pictures coming across Facebook right now, these people clicking on these links. So you guys ever get that?
No, but I want to know, Gary, is were you thinking you were clicking on somebody naked, or were you thinking you were clicking on something you won?
No, I'm not doing it. I learned on the Southwest Airlines, win two free tickets a long time ago, not to click on any of those things.
That doesn't sound like something Gary would do.
All right, guys, real quick, you first, Jimmy, what do you got? Where can people get you? You got 10 seconds.
Just check out IUSportCom and WIUX.org every Friday morning, 10 to 11. This week on IUSportCom, we have Ken Pomeroy from Ken.Pom.com coming on. Check it out.
All right. And Tom, everybody already knows how to get you. Running out of time, I want to thank everybody for listening today in a storm abbreviated show. You've been listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400.
Boom! Boom! Ah! That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
More.
Welcome back, guys, to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. It's a rainy night out here in central Indiana on the here at the Balance Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I tell you what, guys, it is a rainy night, and there's a lot of bad storms going on out there. And pretty much, and I've said this a couple times, if you are inside central Indiana, anyway, at least that's where we're located at, well, of course, anywhere that you might be listening to us across the United States, if you have severe weather, make sure that you guys are checking your weather radars, your local radio and television stations, anywhere you normally get your emergency alert information, as we do not post that. Now, those people here in central Indiana, Putnam County, Owen County, Clay County, Greene County, Park County, all under severe thunderstorm warnings. Tornado watch is in effect for Marion County, Johnson County, Hamilton County, Hendricks County, Putnam County. All of those counties are involved in this tornado watch. And you know, it's important that you guys keep abreast to the weather situations. Obviously, here in Marion County right now, we are seeing pretty bad thunder and lightning. So just make sure that you guys keep abreast of that, because we do not issue any type of emergency alert here on Blog Talk Radio. Morgan County, Indiana, Shelby County, Indiana, Hancock Indiana, County, Indiana, Madison County, Boone County, Clinton County, Howard County, all of those people are in a tornado watch. Delaware County as well, Bartholomew County. Pretty much, guys, if you are in central Indiana from Terre Haute all the way across the state, in that central Indiana band between basically Vigo County, Wayne County, up to Allen County, and on down over to Monroe County and over, you guys are in a tornado watch. So, you know what county you're in, so make sure that are listening for appropriate information to come your way. My name is Sean Marquis, El Presidente, the Balance Radio Network. Typically what we do in this time frame, we rerun the Hour 2 portion as heard live on 1400 WBAT up in Marion's Gary Snyder Show, and usually I jump in about the half-hour mark because usually about 4:30 is when I jump in there when I get off my full-time real job, or vice versa. Actually, this is my real job. Hanging out with you guys, that's my real job. You know, and some of the breaking news that we've got going on, obviously, and here's some other interesting facts. Newt Gingrich actually is pretty much tied in the polls with Mitt Romney. Now, there's an interesting bit of information that I really never thought would ever happen. So, you know, this GOP race and this Republican race for president is just getting weirder and weirder. So, you know, we'll certainly touch on that more with the Gary Snyder Show tomorrow as well. You know, obviously we had some weather issues tonight, and I'm just before we go over to the hour number two on Friday, which I joined that whole hour, so you'll get a whole another hour of my voice. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that on a Monday. It doesn't get any better than that on a Monday. Get your little stuffed animals, snuggle up to my voice. Know that you're hearing me, and I'm glad to snuggle. I love to snuggle. My name's Tom Marquis. What? Yeah. Well, don't look at me like that. You know, you probably got some stuffed animals. I'll tell you what, my Balance crew here, they rock in every way, but they do not understand that I am in touch with my oh, I love it. Yes. I think I just lost my man card. Yeah. So I get this tweet right now that says, look out for a dropping beer can. So, you know, what do you got to do? You know, I'm just letting you know I'm here. If you need that snuggle time, just grab your little stuffed animals and go to town. My name's Sal Marquis. Whew, what a crazy turn that Mother Nature does for us. We'll be right back with this rebroadcast of the second hour of the Gary Snyder Show, as heard on 1400 WBAG. Guys, join me tomorrow, 5 o'clock Eastern, live. I promise you, our sanity will be back. Well, at least we hope so.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
When you want no-holds-barred talk, you want the Gary Snyder Show, weekdays from 3 to 6, here on WBAT Marion.
My whole Saturday and Sunday, too. I was thinking about ways not to lose. Lay down my weapons is what I've done. But too late to hide, feet too soft to run. But people say I'm the luckiest man. And yeah, they say running is useless, fighting is foolish. You're not gonna win, but still you're the luckiest.
We're back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. All right, as we have been doing for the first hour of the show, we've been taking your phone calls. If you want to thank a veteran, you can give us a call at 765-662-1400. I've thanked all the veterans in my family. And again, we would be more than happy to have you call in and thank a veteran, just in general or a specific veteran. It's up to you. 765-662-1400. Before we get to our guest, yes, we have a guest. He's not really a guest. He's a co-host. Tom Marquis, I need to read this for you. It's very important. Winter, yes, winter is rapidly approaching. You can feel the nip in the air today. Time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now at 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, East Central, and North Central Indiana. Call them today, 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414. Or you can go online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. Now, if you cannot remember that, I know that's quite a bit. All you really need to do is visit GaryLSnyder.com. It is literally the center of the political and sports universe. Find stories of interest, sports stories, sports previews, political commentary, who's going to be on the show, who's not, who's been on the show. Basically, you can find just about anything there at GaryLSnyder.com. Plus, you're only a click away from any of our sponsors. All right, welcome, Tom.
Welcome and happy Veterans Day to you as well, and to all the veterans out there who are listening. A much, much better day to talk about than 1111.
You know, I was walking through the house earlier today, and they had a big countdown, I think, on Fox News. So I did realize the 11-11-11 at 11-11-11 today. I did notice it. It didn't feel any different than any other time, though.
No. Well, supposedly this only happens like once in a bizarre amount of time. The last time it happened was obviously 11-11-1911. And here in Indiana, obviously there was a lot of severe weather factors. And ironically enough, 11-11-1911 was actually Armistice Day, I believe, which was the original Veterans Day. So which makes this Veterans Day even more special, because this is actually kind of pretty much the original, or the recognition anyway, of the original Armistice Day, which we now know as Veterans Day.
Ended World War One.
Ended World War One.
Well, happy Veterans Day to you, Tom. You were what? U.S. Army, correct?
Yeah, I was a U.S. Army communications officer with the 82nd Airborne. I was there for 11 years on active, 8 years active, 3 years reserves. I'm sorry. Did my ROTC at Indiana University while I was getting my bachelor's degree. And my son is currently serving in the Marines at Cherry Hill, North Carolina.
All right. Well, as we have all our first hour today, we are taking phone calls for people who want to wish someone a happy Veterans Day. And we'll do this again for about the next 15 minutes or so if you want to call in, 765-662-1400, and wish someone a happy Veterans Day. Our lineup for the rest of the day, pretty simple. At the bottom of the hour, we have Cliff Tanner, one of the co-hosts of RadioSpeedTalk.com. NASCAR is wrapping up. Thank goodness. You didn't hear me say that, though. And he will preview this week's Chase race. Probably a little bit of talk about, I don't know, one of the Wallace brothers. I don't know. I guess I should pay more attention. It's just so hard. It's NASCAR. What do you expect? And then at next hour, we have Ed Kratz. Did I say his name right, Tom?
Yeah, Kratz, right.
And he is the Philadelphia Eagle beat writer for Calkins Media, but he also has an interest in Penn State, and he will give us a call and talk about the Penn State child sex scandal. I think that's the name that all the news organizations are flashing. Is that correct?
I'm partial to
child rape scandal.
I don't even want to call it a scandal. When you refer to scandal, you often think about things that may or may not be true. Like if you think about a sex scandal, i.e. Monica Lewinsky, which turned out to be true, it was kind of scandalous. Watergate, scandalous. This is just outright criminal activity, and it's a child predator who, you know, and I'm looking at these pictures, and I understand nobody knew it, but it's just amazing to see these pictures of him being hoisted up in the air by football players, and just I'm just amazed, and believe me, I'm working on my sources to try to nail down some people that can really give us an insight to who may have knew about this. Because you got to look at these Penn State coaches, starting with the head coach, Jopo, all the way down. These guys are lifers, and they've been together for a long time. Their families hung out together. They went to church together. They worked together. There's no way that this was not known. This was a child predator that no one wanted to accept the facts of, and they turned their head to it, and it's all crashing down. And I'm curious to see corporately and financially how this is going to affect Penn State as far as their corporate sponsors and all that. Obviously, we'll get into that with our guest at 4:30. But yeah, absolutely. And I know that Mike McQuarrie has just recently been placed on administrative leave. He is not going to be able to go to the game on Saturday against Nebraska,
a lot of this for his safety. He's gotten a lot of death threats and so forth. And he's a key witness for the prosecution. And of course, on one of the accounts, of course, there's many other accounts. And I think that there's an outrage community there that says, you know, you knew about it. You're the guy that came in the shower and saw this going on, and you're the one that just said, I'm just gonna tell somebody about it. So I think there's a lot of outraged people about it. So he's just been placed on administrative leave, and he also will not be able to attend the game. So I think there's going to be a lot of toilet flushing.
It should be really interesting. We have to take a quick break. Tom, we'll be right back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
1400 WBAT. Drop off stuffed animals at Ray Harris Chrysler Jeep RV, Medicap Pharmacy, via credit unions with 3 Marion locations and in Gas City, and New Market in South Marion and Gas City. Help a child smile this Christmas.
Newmarket Super Friday and Saturday Sale. Ground chuck, $1.99 a pound, limit 2 with purchase. T-bone steak, $4.99 a pound, limit 2 with purchase. Boneless skinless chicken breast, $1.99 a pound. Farm fresh turkey, 69 cents a pound, limit 1 with purchase. Bottom round roast, $3.69 a pound. Bananas, 44 cents a pound. Pepsi 24-pack, 2 for $11. Super chill, 2 liters, 79 cents. Eckridge bologna or hot dogs, buy one, get one. Stone Ridge ice cream, buy one, get one. Bake refresh pumpkin pie, 2 for $5. Jack's pizza, 4 for $10, and much more only at Newmarket.
Every day, there are thousands of news types out there spouting off just to hear themselves talk. Or should I call them news hypes? Avoid the talk show drama queen by listening to Good Morning Grant County and the Gary Snyder Show weekdays on WBAT. Our focus is others, the people we interview, and you, with your highly valued opinion. The Gary Snyder Show, 3 to 6 p.m. and Good Morning Grant County, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 1400 WBAT. We keep you informed.
For every passing play, every running play, every win, and every loss, there is one man making all the calls. Get ready to dig deep into this week's game and relive all of last week's plays. It's Real Talk About Your Team with Inside Iowa Football with head coach Kevin Wilson.
Join us Monday nights at 7:05 for the Inside IU Football Show with Kevin Wilson. We are your IU football connection in Grant County, WBAT.
Hey guys, this is Tony Cannon, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, the best in town.
I get murdered in the city. Go read the letter in my desk. Don't worry with all my belongings, no. But pay attention to the list. Make sure my daughter knows I loved her. Make sure her mother knows the same. Always remember there is nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name.
All right, back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. We do have a caller who wants to wish some people a happy Veterans Day. Caller, your name, and who do you want to wish a happy Veterans Day to?
Well, my name's Andy, and I'd like to wish the Veterans Honor Guard a very happy Veterans Day. There's a little story that goes behind it. I went to a funeral here at the VA not very long ago, and it was just an acquaintance that I really knew, but it was they showed up and did, you know, the 20 salute, and he had no family there. There was just myself and my sister was the only two people that showed up for his funeral, and he was that old, and it was really, and they told me that happens a lot, so it was really kind of eye opening that we're losing our veterans, and that really no one's there to mourn or the loss. So that's really all I wanted to say.
All right. Well, hey, thanks a lot, and thanks for giving us a call, and thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And again, if you want to call in, we are taking your phone calls. If you want to call in and wish a veteran a happy Veterans Day, 765-662-1400. Before we get back to Tom, I've got to tell you about Schaefer's Indiana Turf. There we go. They're just up the road in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go. This is probably outdated, for all of your mowing needs, which I'm looking outside. I don't know if that's relevant. But you can bet, though, they do have the new Ariens snow throw snow blowers that are there for all of your snow removal needs. Plus, they still have the Dixie choppers, and you can put a blade on the front of those things and remove a lot of snow. I mean, a lot of snow. So, all right, Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that is over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Huntington, Marion, and the surrounding area. They carry all the top brands, Ariens Snow Throw Snow Blowers, Gravely Hustler and Dixie Chopper Mowers, and they even have the Echo Chainsaws and Leaf Blowers. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give them a call, 260-489-3391. You can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne. Or visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. And if you cannot remember all this, I'm going to reiterate over and over and over. GaryLSnyder.com, the center. And I'll come up with a tag. If you have a tagline for this, you can give me a call, 765-662-1400. GaryLSnyder.com, the center of the sports and political universe. Plus, you're a click away from all of our sponsors here on the Gary Snyder Show. All right, Tom, you know, do you have a veteran, I guess, that you want to thank other than yourself?
Well, thank you to me.
Pat yourself on the back. Hey, I already did. I went out and got my free Applebee's on today.
Actually, you know what? The list is absolutely numerous. Obviously, the closest people to me is my son, who's already had one term in Afghanistan and is preparing to go back again. And he is out in North Carolina until November. He just got back from Yuma, Arizona, for 6 months there. He just had a baby. He's home until November 22nd, and he goes out to 29 Palms, California, where he'll be there for about a year. He won't be able to be with his family, and it's still up in the air on whether or not he'll have another term in Afghanistan. So, you know, as we approach the holidays, it's rough. And so, yeah, a special thanks to my son. I've been trying to get a hold of him today to see if I could get him to call in. I talked with him this morning, and he had to see what his schedule was. I haven't heard from him. And so, obviously, he doesn't dictate his schedule. The U.S. Marines does. My grandfather, who's passed away, served in World War II, served in both theaters, the German theater and the Pacific theater. My uncle was in the Vietnam War. And you know, just numerous people through church and just, you know, obviously various different people that I have come in contact in with over the years. You know, happy Veterans Day to them and to those that I've never met before. But, you know, the thing about it is I saw a quote, and I actually posted it and tweeted it. It said that freedom isn't free, but the United States Marine paid a good chunk of that price. And that's because it's obviously their birthday, their anniversary, and, you know, my son's in the Marines. So I pay attention a lot to the Marine Corps. But, you know, not only the Marines, but everybody, all the way down to the Coast Guard, National Guard, and Reserves, they all pay the price, Gary, that you and I can sit here and you know, talk. I mean, that just is absolutely the greatest freedom of all is the freedom of speech and the freedom to bear arms.
All right, and again, if you have a veteran that you want to thank, we'll take your phone calls through the bottom of the hour. Caller, do you have a veteran that you want to thank?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead. Give us your name, and who do you want to thank?
My name is Phyllis, and I want to thank my grandson, Justin Lewis, for his service and all of his crew. He's out of New River at Camp Lejeune, and they're in the Mediterranean. We don't know if they're in Libya, Africa, or Greece. And he has a new baby that he hasn't seen. He has a 4-year-old. that he hasn't seen since March, and a loving wife, and I just want to thank them for their service.
Now, I take it he's a Marine?
What?
Is he in the Marines?
Marine, yes. He's been in since June of 03.
Anybody else you want to thank?
My cousin for his service in the Navy. And my husband and my brother, who have expired, were both in the Army. And numerous other people. And all the veterans in the VA in Marion, or in the VA.
Well, hey, thanks a lot for thanking those veterans, and thanks a lot for listening today.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. I mean, this has been a pretty popular segment, Tom.
And it always is. And, you know, when it touches the hearts of our family members, I mean, I think that those are the real heroes. And the thing about it, my son included, the last thing they want to do is be called a hero. And, you know, I always love looking at these older men in the VFW hats. You know, it means more than anything to them. Just go up to them if you feel the need, and just go up to them and shake their hand and say thank you. Believe me, that's the greatest thing they could ever receive.
Now, again, we still have a few minutes left. If you want to call in and thank a veteran, 765-662-1400. I did go into Applebee's today. Went in a little early, thinking hopefully we could get in and get out, but it was already packed by the time we got there. And to be honest, this is probably the first time that I've ever went in and taken advantage of anything like this. I was just really hungry. But you know, there were a lot of older veterans there. I mean, matter of fact, most of them were very old. But as we're sitting there waiting the 20 minutes or so before we got our seat, you could hear all these veterans sitting around telling some of these old war stories to one another, and that was a pretty cool sitting there listening to what some of them had to say.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, a lot of stories they don't want to tell, but I tell you what, it is fascinating to hear a lot of the old-timers tell the stories. Because war was a different time then, and you know, we're in a nation of war now, but we're in a different war, a different enemy, and obviously the Vietnam War era would tell you it's completely different than World War II. And if you're lucky enough to find someone that was in, you know, the World War I or something like that, you know, the stories that they could tell, I'm sure, is completely different. And you know, I was in the first Gulf War, and the stories my son tells me and talks to me about. You know, it's a brotherhood, and I don't care if you're in the Air Force, the Marines, or whatever it is. Whenever I meet somebody that, and I know they were in the military, we instantly connect. And you don't ever have to meet that person or ever talk to them again, but to know that you guys serve together, that's a brotherhood that only a few people share, and you know, it's something special.
We're going to have to end at least this segment on the phone calls. And if you want to chime in, maybe we'll have an opportunity to open the phone lines up a little bit again later. We have Cliff Tanner coming on, a host of Radio Speed Talk, here in a few. If you want to go to GaryLSnyder.com and leave Thank a Veteran underneath the write-up for today's show, you can do that. You can go to Facebook.com/GarySnyderShow. Leave a thank a veteran on the show wall there, or just go to facebook.com/1400WBAT, and you can thank a veteran there too. And maybe we'll have a little bit of time later on in the show to, continue this conversation. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400WBAT.
Get your holiday groove on with a wonderful series of events coming to Marion. Don't miss the Christmas City Parade on Saturday, November 19th. The Walkway of Lights opens that weekend and runs through December 31st. Bring your friends and family out for one of Marion's real treasures. And on November 28th, don't miss the Christmas City Chorus presenting a Victorian Caroling Christmas at the Shiloh Conference Center. Happy Holidays! This message is brought to you by the Grant County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Hello, this is Jess Allenball, Development Officer at Indiana Wesleyan University. Won't you be an angel and help the Salvation Army with their Angel Tree program this holiday season? Simply stop by Center Court at Five Points Mall or this radio station at 820 South Pennsylvania Street and pick up the name of a child whose wish is on the card for you to purchase a gift. The gifts you give will make your Christmas a lot brighter. Be an angel to a child in need in our community this holiday season. Help the Salvation Army's Angel Tree program. Thank you and God bless.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. After 40, your body's testosterone level may start to drop, but there is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy normal levels. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-784-8930. That's 1-800-784-8930. Call 1-800-784-8930.
You can call it Trading Post. You can call it Tell and Sell. You can even call it Tradio. Most of all, you can call it Weekday Mornings on 1400 WBAT. Actually, we call it the Swap Shop. It's your free way to sell, buy, trade, and give away items, as well as promote rummage, yard, and garage sales. The Swap Shop is sponsored by Home Healthcare Associates. Call 662-1400 or email, fax, mail, or drop off your information for the Swap Shop on 1400 WBAT.
I'm so glad I went to Wesleyan Health and Rehab. Well, I got my sizzle back, feel like a kid again, even going surfing this weekend with the grandkids.
Those grandkids just have you going everywhere, Bob.
I even got my friends asking how they can get their sizzle back.
Well, I can help with that, Bob. Just tell them to call me at Wesleyan Health and Rehab, 674-3371, or come see me at 729 West 35th Street in Marion.
All right, Stephanie, meet you at the beach. Bring your surfboard. I got mine all waxed up, ready to go.
Bringing local news to Gaff City, Jonesboro, and all of Grant County, we are 1400 WBAT.
From the 1400 WBAT newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. Phil Green, who led Marion to 5 state championships and himself won a record 6 state titles, passed away last night at his home in Florida. Green led Marion to state titles in 1975, 76, 1985, 86, and 87. Again, legendary coach Bill Green has passed away at his home in Florida. And a jury in Tennessee has convicted the step-grandfather of a Kokomo boy in connection with his death earlier this year, but not on the most serious charge against him. 33-year-old Rashi Brisbane was charged with murder and aggravated child abuse in connection with the death of 16-month-old Kamari Clark of Kokomo. The jury convicted Brisbane of the child abuse charge, but could not reach a verdict on the murder charge. The judge declared a mistrial on the murder charge, but it's unlikely he'll be tried again since he was convicted on the other count. The step-grandfather was accused of severely shaking the boy, causing fatal head injuries. The boy died in June, just weeks after going to Tennessee to live with his grandparents. Brisbane faces 15 to 25 years in prison when he's sentenced on the child abuse conviction. And the Huntington City Council has voted not to change several current yield signs around the city into stop signs. The vote was unanimous to table the proposal indefinitely, though it's not likely to be considered again anytime soon. The Huntington Police Chief proposed changing 41 current yield signs to stop signs, but the council rejected the proposal, saying each site on the list needs to be studied to see if they are really needed. And a Muncie man has been charged with selling and using cocaine in front of his young children. Police say 30-year-old Stephen Ray Hunter sold cocaine to an undercover officer while two of his three children who were under the age of 6 were in the same room. Police say Hunter apparently used and sold drugs in front of his kids on a regular basis. From the 1400 WBAT newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. The 1400 WBAT forecast for the rest of today, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool. Highs around 48. Tonight, clear and cold. Lows around 35. Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer. Highs around 60. Saturday night, increasing cloudiness. Windy, not as cold. Lows around 48 degrees. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
Fred Thompson, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
See you already, come on.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Here in just a second, we'll have Cliff Tanner on, co-host of RadioSpeedTalk.com. But joining us right now is the sports director here at WBAT, Jim Brunner. Welcome, and I just ask you to come on here real quick and say a few words about Bill Green passing away.
Yeah, really a sad story. This just hit us all within the last hour. Apparently, late last night, Bill Green passing away in his winter home down in Florida. Coach Green, of course, is the all-time winningest coach when it comes to state championships here in Indiana. He won 6 state titles, 5 at Marion, 1 at Indianapolis, Washington. His last title coming actually 25 years ago this season. I had talked to Coach within the last month, Gary. He was really excited about the Hall of Fame honoring that three-peat team in 87 this coming March. We were trying to get as many of the players back as we could get back to be honored as the Hall of Fame does each and every year. And certainly it will be sad not to have him at that ceremony. I know Lyndon Jones and Kyle Persinger and the group were really going to be working hard on trying to get all the members of the 87 team to attend that function. So it will certainly be sad not having a coach with us. Bill has been suffering for a number of years from a condition that had come up about 20 years ago when his family doctor, Dr. Bragg, had discovered some circulatory problems, but had done a miraculous job of getting through all that. And last time I talked to Bill, which was about a month ago, he was still playing golf 6 days a week. So up into his mid-70s when he passed away yesterday, he still was living like a man of 21. So I'm certainly sure if he was sitting here, he could tell you that he lived as many great years as he possibly could cram into his lifetime. And right now leaves us with more state championships than any basketball coach in the history of Indiana.
Now, obviously, you're an important part of Marion, the Marion sports scene and Marion basketball. Lots of loss like this due to a community like Marion.
Well, what is certainly sad is Billy Shepherd this year was really reaching out, trying to bring back as much of the tradition as is possible. You know, yes, the Giants have won one state championship in the last 25 years, but I was just running some numbers today as I get ready for the start of the basketball season, less than 2 weeks away. And, you know, Marion has made 10 trips to the state finals in the past 40 years. Nobody's even close to that. This is still, over the past half century, the most tradition-rich basketball program in the state of Indiana. And Coach Shepherd was doing everything in his power in the off season to try to start bringing back some of that tradition. And I know he had reached out and just recently had lunch with Coach Green and Coach Colescott, who were the architects of the great rebuilding of this program in the mid to late 60s and, of course, into the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So he will sorely be missed, but certainly well thought of by everybody who knew him. Just a wonderful man and obviously an incredible basketball coach.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Thank you, Gary.
All right. There you heard it, Jim Brunner talking about the passing of former Marion Giants basketball coach Bill Green. All right, I'm going to shift gears here just a little bit. I know that is kind of a somber moment, but we're going to go right on to our next guest, Cliff Tanner. He is one of the co-hosts of RadioSpeedTalk.com. Cliff, welcome.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. A couple of things. First of all, thank you to all the veterans out there for what you've done. I know you've been doing that on the show today. And I got to tell you, man, that's sad news. Bill Green, man, I used to love to watch that guy coach when I was a kid in winning those championships. So sad news, but a great guy. So
let me before we get right to you here, let me ask, Tom, you have any comment on this?
On Bill Green?
Yeah.
Not really direct comments. I mean, obviously, he's one of the greatest high school basketball coaches of all time. I don't think you can't talk about Indiana basketball without talking about Bill Green. So obviously that's I had no idea that he was sick like that. I was listening to the newscast in my headset here and I heard it and I was like, did I just hear that? And then you interrupted. So,
you know, that's the first time that I had heard it too. And, Jim Brunner is just down the hallway. So, I just sent him a quick text and asked him to come down here and say a few words. Since, I mean, he is literally the voice of Marion basketball for the last 30 years. All right, let's get right to our next guest. Shift gears a little bit, but Cliff Tanner, where are we at this weekend, and where are we at in the chase? Let's start with Smokes' win last week. Him and Carl Edwards. It looks like this is going to go right down to the finish.
Well, yeah, definitely looks like it's set up for a two-man race. Although with Phoenix, a lot of the problems in the wrecking has been going on in practice and stuff. They could be a wild card. It could be interesting. I mean, you've got Kevin Harvick at 33 points out and Kenseth at 38. And although Tony is only three behind Carl Edwards, if they have a big mess like they're talking possibly could happen this weekend, we could see a huge mix-up in points.
Now, you know, heading into this is what, the second to the last race of the season?
Yes, sir. This will be the second to the last.
Talk a little bit, and I'm sorry, the name escapes me. I don't have it written down, and unless I have it written down, I could play Rick Perry at any point, and I am here. But one of the drivers was suspended or not let to race last weekend because of purposely crashing someone. Talk a little bit about that, since we have not had a chance to talk since that happened.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kyle Busch, he's always been known as the bad boy of racing, and I've even defended the guy after interviewing him several times. He really is a good competitor, but he really stepped over bounds last Friday night in the truck race. He felt like Ron Hornaday had kind of booted him a little bit and tried to wreck him on purpose, but he really didn't. So he got a little mad and retaliated on the caution lap. And literally pushed him until he ran into the wall, and then he smacked in himself, damaging both cars. And from what I understand, Ron Hornaday was had a little bit of a problem getting out of the truck. But again, malicious, stupid, and NASCAR came down, parked him immediately for the truck race, and then they came back on Saturday, announced that nationwide and Sprint he was done. And then on day they announced he got a whopping $50,000. Fine, and the rest of the year on suspension, which was a whopping two races. Kind of disappointed in NASCAR and Joe Gibbs, but, you just can't be using a car like that, especially in caution. Just because you're mad at somebody, you're going to put them into a wall. And here's a guy, that a lot of people look up to, and, well, he even lost his sponsorship for the rest of this year. So, sad, unfortunate incident, but I think everybody should have given him a little bit harsher penalty.
Was he a factor in the chase heading into this race?
Nah, he really wasn't. He was in seventh place, and if he could have had some good runs, but everybody would have been kind of bad. He was at the beginning. Obviously, he started at the top tied, but he kind of went down. And again, he claimed that he was wrecked for the four last races, and then what happened Friday night, and it just got retaliated. But he's definitely gone now. I mean, when you sit up and get 0 points. And he's, one of the three drivers that is mathematically eliminated. So,
Tom, you have something for Cliff?
I know we want to talk about the championship race. We want to talk about Edwards and Stewart, and I certainly don't want to detract from that. But I am absolutely baffled at the fact that Joe Gibbs still retains Busch as a driver. This is a guy, we're just coming off of Dan Weldon, and I understand two different types of accidents. But if that doesn't tell a driver, hey, I don't need to cause a wreck and push somebody into the wall, I don't care if it's the Truck Series, the Nationwide Series, or the Sprint Car Series. And I understand M&M said their thing, okay, we're for the rest of the season, we're going to pull our sponsor. Okay, he had to set for over the weekend. It's like sending a kid to their room with the TV and say, oh, you can't watch TV. I mean, absolutely, and this isn't the first problem we've had. I mean, I understand that, when we look at Tony Stewart, for example, Tony Stewart has had his problems with Gibbs, ironically enough. But when you look at purposely, at least to my knowledge, I don't ever remember, and maybe you can correct me on this if I'm wrong, but I don't ever remember, and I know Tony Stewart has had plenty to say to people out of the car and maybe, did inappropriate language and stuff on the radio and this and that. Tony's no angel. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, in light of what's happened with Dan Weldon and everything else, he should not even be allowed to be in a car, period. Joe Gibbs should have fired him. I guess I'm just shocked. I guess I want to talk a little bit more about why he still even has a job.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I'm with you there. I've written what, 3 blogs on it now, and I've lost a lot of respect for Joe Gibbs for that reason. And you're right with the Dan Weldon situation. Now, granted, you know, quote unquote, it was under caution, not a big deal. It doesn't matter. He's still most crazy guy. He's still got a little bit of hurt. But yeah, some guy like that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he should have been fired. He should have been suspended the rest of this year and put on probation for 2 or 3 years if they even let him back in a car. And it just goes to show you, you know, if you got talent in any sport, doesn't matter. If you got people backing you, you're going to make it, bottom line. But we got to remember, too, you know, Carl Edwards did that to Brad Keselowski 3 years ago, and he didn't get nothing for it. So, you know, how do you look at that? And it, just because it was Kyle, maybe that's why he got punished so much.
Hey, Cliff, can you, I'm so used to talking to Pete. Cliff, can you hold on to a quick break?
Sure.
All right, you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Every year for the past 12 years, I've made a donation to the United Way of Grant County. Hello, this is Jennifer Lane Riefler, Executive Director of Cancer Services of Grant County. And I contribute to the United Way because of what United Way does for this community. We provide services to many agencies for all walks of life, for all age groups. And I believe in the United Way, and I believe in Cancer Services of Grant County and the rest of the organizations. Please give to the United Way. Thank you.
Sunday night, the rivalry is renewed when Tom Brady and the Patriots take on Rex Ryan's Jets. Hi, this is Dave Sims of Westwood One. Join James Lofton and me for all the action from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at the Meadowlands. Will New England grab a season sweep and gain a huge leg up in repeating as AFC East champs? Or will New York defend its home turf? Patriots, Jets, if it's Sunday night football, it's right here.
Hear the battle, 7:30 Sunday night on 1400 WBAT.
This is Scott Dixon from Team Ganassi. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. And if you are just joining us, we are talking with co-host of RadioSpeedTalk.com, Cliff Tanner. All right, where are we racing at this weekend, Cliff?
Well, we're in Phoenix. The track has been repaved, and the guys were kind of excited about it, but they get out there, and apparently they can't find a second groove, so it's going to be hard passing. There's been some issues and a few accidents going on in practice so far. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You look at Tony and Carl. If those guys can stay out of trouble and stay towards the top, it's still going to be a good battle. I think what we're going to see is it's going to be last man standing come at Homestead on the last week of the season.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, obviously, I just made mention, obviously, you've got the good and the bad, I guess. You've got the black hat cowboy and the white hat cowboy, Carl Edwards, which is your poster child for, you know, being very well polished. And then you have Tony Stewart, who we just talked about, who's had his issues. And do you think that those are the two that they're going to be, basically a shootout at the OK Corral, metaphorically speaking? Or do you think maybe somebody else will make a slip in there and neither one of those guys will get the championship?
Well, I really find it hard to believe that it's not going to be one of those two. There is an outside chance of that. Those guys are sitting at 3 and 4. You got Kevin Harvick again in third, and you've got Matt Kenseth in fourth. And you know, if either one, Tony or Carl, has a bad day and those two guys have a good day, I mean, they could close the points. But I still think unless something happens where either Carl or Tony are way out of the race right up front, the other guy's not, yeah, you're going to see, I'm guessing, about a 5 to 10 point difference coming into Homestead on the last week. But I got to ask you this question, since you said it that way with the white and the black hat cowboy, do you really consider Carl Edwards a white hat guy?
I guess when you put it in contrast and you put him side by side in every cowboy movie
got to have a good guy and a bad guy. I would put the black hat on Tony Stewart as opposed to Carl Edwards. But, yeah, I guess that he has his faults as well.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. That was a pretty good one. So.
No problem.
But, yeah, it's going to be a great shootout. And I really do believe in my heart that it's going to be between those two guys in the next two races. So, you know, like I said, you never know what's going to happen with the points the way it is nowadays. And, you know, with the way Phoenix is, and nobody's really got that track down quite yet, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
So what can we expect coming into this race in Phoenix? You know, do the first two drivers, Edwards and Smoke, take it easy? You know, how do they race these races here in Phoenix and going into Homestead?
Well, you know, a lot of that's got to do, Gary, quite honestly, is how they qualify. Obviously, they're going to qualify towards the front. They're going to be okay. Towards the back, they might want to kind of watch it for, you know, the first quarter of the race just to make sure there's not going to be, quote-unquote, the big one with all the slipping going on. I really don't see either one of them being the competitors that they are really going to take, you know, and lay back. I think both of them are going to race hard unless, you know, again, we start seeing a lot of slipping and sliding going on. The car's not handling right, and we've got people whacking all over the wall, then we might have an issue.
Anything else, Tom?
Yeah, Cliff, just one thing. You mentioned the outside chance of Harvick, and obviously that would be my other choice. Well, strategically speaking, if one uses strategy and good pit management, Harvick could come out with the championship. What are they thinking right now? Okay, we're right here on the bubble. We could make this happen. We're obviously not going to throw our hat in the ring and say, okay, it's Carl's or Tony's. We have a legitimate shot of winning this, and I think they believe that. So I'm sure that they're developing a strategy. What do you think that is?
Well, they're going to, you know, obviously for the first – half of the race are going to be, you know, obviously the biggest thing is they're going to be working on their pit times. That's going to be very, very crucial. Then as time gets closer, and depending on where he's at the pack, then you're going to start playing a little bit. But it's kind of, you know, hard to say that they're just going to go all out and just take chances, but I think they will. You know, Kevin Harvick is that type of guy. His team owner's that type of guy. His team is those type of people. And God knows, Kevin Harvick, you know, we've seen the closer in action before, and he could put a couple the wins together, and, you know, he could be right back in it.
All right, here's my last question for you, Cliff, and it's a toughie. Just going to ask you to look into your crystal ball, look deep into it. Who comes out this weekend as the leader, and who's your pick to, I guess, take it all here in the last 2 weeks?
Well, you know, that's a tough one. I think Tony is going to take the lead after this week. And as far as looking all the way straight ahead, I think Tony Stewart's going to be the champion, because I think whether he wants to believe it or not, Carl Edwards, you know, Tony is in Carl's head. And that's all. Pete and I have been arguing about that. He doesn't believe it. He thinks Carl is in Tony's head, but I think Tony's in Carl's head. I think Tony wins the whole thing.
All right, well, we'll let it go with that. Thanks a lot for joining us today, and tell people where they can find all of your work at.
There you go, to RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check us out there. You can get all the shows there. You can also find us on Facebook. Type in keyword Speed Talk. I said it right this time, Gary. See how that goes? But, yeah, come and join us out. And Gary, I appreciate you guys having us on.
And you'll be on our sister station here, 860 WMRI ESPN. What, Saturday mornings?
Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock, I believe, is what the time we have on that.
Thanks a lot, Cliff.
All right, thanks, guys.
I don't know. Heading into the last two races, I guess it's anybody's guess on who wins this, huh, Tom?
Well, yeah, I think we've got to narrow down to three. Obviously, Tony Stewart, Carl Edwards, or Kevin Harvick. And I like Kevin Harvick. I think that he has played a good season. He has played a good game. I think Tony, like you said, likes to believe that it's his. He can taste it. And as we know very well with Tony Stewart, he's got something up his sleeve. And I'm sure that they are having a lot of sleepless nights going into this race. And Carl Edwards, I believe, like what you said, I do believe that Tony is in Carl's head. And if Tony can play mind games with Carl, he'll have a big effect on that. I want you guys to look, and you heard it from me first, look on that outside chance for Kevin Harvick, because
they're underneath the radar, and I think that they're developing a good strategy. Depending on where he falls out in the pack, I think absolutely who we're not looking at is who could be the winner.
And, you know, I'm not a huge NASCAR fan. I guess watch it just enough to be dangerous. But when you take a look over the last several seasons with Kevin Harvick, he is not that dominant car on the track. All the wins that he gets seems to be by surprise. You're looking there at the end, and he is the winner. And you know, whether it's a strategy or not, he always has a way to be sneaking up on people, both on the track and in points, the points. So, yeah, Kevin Harvick could very well end up with the championship here.
Oh, absolutely. And to be honest with you, it would not surprise me at all. And you're right. Kevin is one of these kind of guys that just, I hate to use the word sucker punch, but he's the kind of guy that comes out of nowhere and punches you right in the gut, and you're like, WTF? You know, so, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
All right, we'll let you go. We'll reconnect with you here in just a minute, Tom.
Sounds good.
All right, now, if you did not hear the news here on 1400 WBAT, former Marion Giants basketball coach Bill Green passed away at his home last night. I'm sorry, I don't have his age, but Bill Green, former Marion Giants basketball coach and the winningest coach in IHSA basketball history, passed away last night at his home in Florida. We will open the phones here. I got about 2 minutes if you want to give us a call and thank a veteran or maybe say something about Bill Green, 765-662-1400. I want to thank our guests that hour, which included Cliff Tanner of RadioSpeedTalk.com and you know, just the news that Bill Green passed away, who was a huge figure in this community. Very sad, and you know, we're sorry to hear that. Before we go to break, Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSC, and that's on all dispatches. Now, I don't know what a CPM and an FSC are, but my guess is if you're an owner-operator, you know what it is. Now, Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week and are home on weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call, 866-397-2581, 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at Freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight-moving company. Of course, if you can't remember that, GaryLSnyder.com, pretty simple. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Another man's arms holding you tight. Nobody knows what
your source for CBS News and the Osgood File is 1400 WBAT Marion.
CBS News, I'm Barry Bagnato in State College, Pennsylvania. Penn State President Rod Erickson is taking actions to start to move this scandalized university forward, including the naming of an ethics officer to, in his words, reorient our culture.
Never again should anyone at Penn State, regardless of their position, feel scared to do the right thing.
In this hotel ballroom, he has just announced that assistant football coach Mike McQueary has been placed on indefinite leave. McQueary told coach Joe Paterno 9 years ago he witnessed accused molester Jerry Sandusky with a 10-year-old boy in locker room showers. No specific reason was given for this move. Erickson urged students not to cause trouble at tomorrow's game. Is Paterno welcome, even though he has been fired?
Clearly, he's welcome to come as any other member of the public would be.
I'm Barry Bagnato in State College, Pennsylvania. With more CBS News, here's Jim Taylor.
The president and the super committee. Some long-distance arm-twisting today as we hear from CBS.